Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
As President Barack Obama urges Congress to pass his jobs plan, there's a growing discontent among the unemployed and the underemployed, who are demanding the politicians stop the partisan bickering and fix the economy. Labor, church, and community activists held a rally in the state capitol this week to draw attention to the jobless and others who can only find part-time work and are also struggling to get by. News and Views producer Clayton Hinkle attended the vigil and spoke with organizer Mary B. McMillan with the North Carolina AFL-CIO.
Let's just start out and talk a little bit about the economy. Everybody knows that it's the top issue in Washington and in Raleigh. Why are you holding a vigil tonight for the unemployed and underemployed?
We think it's important that elected officials remember that there are 1.2 million North Carolinians who are either un or underemployed. And it seems like too many of our policymakers have forgotten that we have a jobs crisis. You know, whether it's in Washington, you have leaders in Congress that are obsessed with the deficit and not focused on jobs, or here in Raleigh, you have legislators that are talking about gay marriage and not talking about putting people back to work. We think it's important to keep the jobs crisis at the forefront and really demand that our elected officials start taking action and passing policies that'll put people back to work.
Last week, there was a lot of conversation about incentives and job creation, but of course, it deteriorated, as you know, and it became less and less about the workers.
That seems to be the problem. Our elected officials have forgotten that, you know, we as workers matter. We are the consumers who shop at stores. We're the taxpayers who provide the revenue for government. And when you take away our buying power, like all these job losses and low wages have done, the whole economy suffers. So I think, you know, one of our messages here, and I think a message that you're hearing, you know, at the Wall Street protests and around the country is, hey, working folks matter. It's time to pay attention to the majority of Americans. It's time to do what's in the best interest of working folks.
Is it difficult to gain traction when you've got the Speaker of the State House going around the state and having town hall meetings giving his assessment of the past legislative session, in which he says, well, we passed a very strong budget, this is going to be good for private interests, and the jobs will come?
Well, I think that's one reason it's important to be out here, is to counter that message. You still have, you know, 1.2 million North Carolinians who are struggling to make ends meet because they either don't have a job or they have Walmart-type jobs where they're having to work two or three jobs just trying to make ends meet. That is not how we build a sustainable economy. You know, we rebuild the economy by putting people back to work, respecting their rights, paying them enough so they can support their families.
Do you worry, though, that people do become desensitized to it as people say, well, I've been unemployed or I'm still looking and I haven't found anything, that story gets told quite a bit and that people eventually think, well, you're just not looking hard enough?
Sure. I mean, you hear that if people wanted to work, there's jobs out there. But I think you'll hear from some of the workers, they've been looking for 2 years for work and haven't been able to find it. And again, it's not just the unemployment crisis. It's the fact that even those who are employed often aren't earning wages enough to provide for their family. We've got to get away from this mentality where any job is good enough. I mean, we need to go back to the days when we had good jobs, like the ones in our furniture plants and our textile mills and our manufacturing facilities, where workers earned a decent wage, business owners made profits. We can do that again. I mean, I don't know how we got to this point where greed is acceptable. I mean, we need to value work and we need to condemn greed. I think that's the message that you hear tonight. It's the message you're hearing at Wall Street. You know, enough is enough. It's time to look out for the little guy and the working folks.
Does it strike you that not a lot of people are talking about that outside of your organization and the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Raleigh, Occupy insert the town, because that is happening a lot? That as far as concrete solutions, though, we haven't seen a lot of it. I know last week we talked to Representative Bill Faison, and he was saying, well, one thing we could do from the get-go is bring back part of the sales tax in hopes of rehiring some of the teachers and teaching assistants who have been let go. But aside from him, I really don't hear a lot of other politicians who are talking about it.
Well, I mean, on a federal level, you know, Congress could pass Obama's jobs bill for starters. I mean, they could do that immediately. Here on a state level, I mean, certainly there are things that our legislature could have done when they were in session. I mean, keeping the 1 cent sales tax would have certainly, you know, kept some teachers and local government folks employed. I think there are definitely concrete policies that could be put in place. I mean, we have in our state, you know, schools and bridges and roads that need to be repaired, we could put people back to work doing those things and rebuilding our infrastructure. But I also think we just need to talk more about work and the value of work and the understanding that workers are an integral part of our society. And when you do take away our buying power, the economy is going to suffer. So we can't just keep, you know, in this global race to the bottom where all companies are trying to see, you know, who can make the most by paying workers the least. It's unsustainable in the long run. And I think that we really need to have a serious conversation about that.
I guess that is a ripple effect that comes with this, is if you're not getting paid a living wage, if you're lucky enough to have a job, you're not going to afford health care, and you're certainly not saving for any sort of retirement plan.
What is going to happen to all these folks who don't have retirement? And you're seeing, you know, the healthcare crisis, people having to go to the emergency rooms, and we all pay the price for that. I think that's what our policymakers need to realize. We have all paid a high price for cheap labor. We've paid a high enough price already. We need to not pay workers less and less. We need to pay them a living wage so that they can, you know, be out there shopping, putting money into the local economy, so our tax revenue for government will go up. That's how we rebuild the economy.
Do you think some of the lawmakers are beginning to get it? There was a story that was in most of the papers over the weekend talking about the number of college students who could no longer afford to stay in school simply because the state had cut the budget. They didn't have the financial aid that they had anticipated that they would have.
Right, and then you find folks that are able to pay the tuition, they're graduating, and they don't have any jobs, no job prospects. I mean, whether it's students, whether it's seniors who are unemployed and finding it very difficult to find jobs because of age discrimination, it's affecting everyone. And I think, and I hope, that as legislators hear from more constituents personal stories about how they've been affected, that they'll be open to creating some policies to put people back to work and to jumpstart the economy. I mean, I think, you know, the way that our legislature treated unemployed workers earlier this spring by holding extended benefits hostage really showed that a lot of our legislators could care less about working people. And I think that, you know, that's really unfortunate, and we need more citizens calling them on their actions and saying this is unacceptable. You know, our labor built this country, and it's unacceptable that now we're second-class citizens in a country our labor helped build.
Obviously, what you're doing here this evening is a little bit different than Occupy Raleigh, but it sounds like some of the themes are the same. Some of the disenfranchisement, some of the anger is definitely crossing both divides.
Definitely. I mean, like I said, I think the Wall Street protests, the concerns of unemployed workers, the message is the same. We want policymakers to hear us. And to quit focusing on the 1%, the rich, the CEOs, quit passing laws that just benefit them and take care of their interests, and focus on the majority, focus on your neighbors, your constituents, the little people who don't have anybody else, you know, looking out for them. They don't have the lobbyists and the big money to throw around in campaigns. Listen to us. I think that's the message.
Up next, a look at toxics in North Carolina's environment. Stay tuned.